Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Friday, the 15th of May, 2026 at 17:57 Israel time, 14:57 UTC. Hezbollah drones hit north as Israel strikes Tyre. Smotrich calls for West Bank annexation, May 15th, 14:57 UTC, 17:57 Israel evening edition. Bottom line up front, Hezbollah launched explosive drones at northern Israel and rockets at IDF troops in southern Lebanon on Friday, while the IDF struck Hezbollah infrastructure in Tyre and destroyed a rocket launcher used in an overnight barrage on Kiryat Shmona. Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich called for the full annexation of the West Bank and the elimination of the Area A, B and C division. Iran's foreign minister voiced distrust of the United States at a BRICS meeting in India, and the UAE announced it will accelerate construction of a second oil pipeline to bypass the Strait of Hormuz by 2027. Several explosive drones struck Israeli territory close to the Lebanon border, triggering sirens in the Western Galilee, but causing no injuries. The IDF called the drone attack an additional violation of the ceasefire understandings. Hezbollah also fired a rocket at Israeli troops in southern Lebanon, which was intercepted without causing injuries. Overnight, the IDF struck and destroyed a Hezbollah rocket launcher in Zebdin used to fire a barrage at Kiryat Shmona, along with several buildings used for military purposes. Those rockets had been intercepted or hit open areas. The IDF also launched a wave of airstrikes on Hezbollah infrastructure sites in the Tyre area after issuing evacuation warnings for several villages on the outskirts of the city. Staff Sergeant Negev Dagan, 20, was killed by Hezbollah mortar fire in southern Lebanon on Thursday, the IDF announced. Israeli and Lebanese delegations held what a State Department official described as a full day of productive and positive talks in Washington and were set to reconvene on Friday. The Lebanese newspaper Al-Akhbar reported that the US is expected to announce an extension of the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire, focusing on a gradual end to Israel's presence in Lebanon and the disarmament of Hezbollah. Despite the diplomatic activity, violence continues to escalate, with nearly 270 demolitions using heavy machinery or controlled explosions carried out in southern Lebanon. According to an analysis by The National based on ASALID UNHCR and Lebanese Health Ministry data, Israeli airstrikes were also reported on multiple towns including Kusaiba, Meifadun and Burj Khalouia. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Iran, Foreign Minister Abbas Araki, speaking at a BRICS foreign ministers meeting in New Delhi, expressed his distrust of the United States regarding war negotiations and said Iran only responds to the language of respect. Araki also claimed that the UAE blocked a joint BRICS statement due to Abu Dhabi's ties with Israel. The meeting ended without a consensus on the US-Israeli war on Iran, marking the second consecutive BRICS gathering under India's presidency to fail to produce a unified statement. On the Strait of Hormuz, Raqi stated that, as far as Iran is concerned, the strait is not closed, especially for friendly countries, and this restriction applies only to our enemies. The comment came amid ongoing tensions over the strategic waterway, which has seen drastically reduced traffic. Separately, Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf mocked US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth as a failed TV host playing war minister near the Strait of Hormuz. Former IRGC commander Mohammad Ali Jafari emphasized that sanctions relief and war reparations must precede any negotiations. The FBI offered a $200,000 reward for information on a defected US Air Force counterintelligence officer, Monica Witt, who appeared at an anti-Israel event in Iran, in Lebanon, In Lebanon, Hezbollah's military media issued multiple statements claiming attacks on Israeli forces, including targeting a Merkava tank on the Al-Bayada Nakura Road with a loitering glider, achieving a confirmed hit, and targeting gatherings of Israeli soldiers in Rishaf and near the Deir Serin River. Hezbollah also claimed it confronted Israeli aircraft with surface-to-air missiles, forcing a helicopter to withdraw. These claims are attributed to Hezbollah and have not been independently verified. Moving to the West Bank, Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich called for the full annexation of the territory and the elimination of the division into areas A, B and C, stating the time has come to erase the lines during a speech at the Merkaz Harav Yeshiva in Jerusalem. Smotrich also praised the passage of a controversial death penalty bill for terrorists. The IDF said troops killed a masked Palestinian stone thrower after opening fire on Palestinians throwing rocks at Israeli vehicles. Palestinian media reported the victim was 15 years old and his body was detained. Israeli forces tear gassed Palestinians in Al-Dihiriyah, south of Hebron. Settlers established new tents west of Al-Masudiya, northwest of Nablus, and launched incendiary balloons that sparked a fire in agricultural lands in Deir Balut, west of Salfit. On the multilateral track, President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping discussed the Strait of Hormuz during talks in Beijing. The White House said Xi agreed the waterway must remain open to support the free flow of energy. However, the two sides disagreed on what was agreed upon, with China saying it warned Washington over Taiwan and the US touting trade deals. Trump indicated he could accept a 20-year halt to Iran's nuclear activity, provided it is a real commitment. Honduras declared Hamas and Iran's Revolutionary Guards as terrorist organizations. In Europe, Finland temporarily closed Helsinki International Airport following the appearance of suspicious drones in the capital's skies. Iran's embassy in the UK called on the British government to reverse anti-Iran sanctions, calling them baseless. Australia banned the neo-Nazi organization National Socialist Network under a new law criminalizing hate groups. It is the second group banned after Hizbud Utari in March. In the Americas, President Trump, returning from Beijing, said the last thing we need right now is a war. In Asia Pacific, the Philippines vowed to hand a fugitive senator to the ICC following a shootout. In the wider Middle East, the UAE announced it will accelerate construction of a second oil pipeline to bypass the Strait of Hormuz, doubling export capacity through Fujairah by 2027. The project is part of Abu Dhabi's strategy to enhance energy security amid regional tensions and follows its exit from OPEC. Iraq is seeking assistance from the IMF and World Bank after its oil income was slashed by the Iran war. Talks began in Washington last month and are expected to be finalized once a new government assumes power. Explosions were heard in the Baharqa area of Erbil, Iraqi Kurdistan, according to Al-Mayadeen. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic exchanges between Israel and Hezbollah has accelerated over the trailing 7 days, shifting from sporadic mortar and rocket fire to a pattern of daily drone incursions and retaliatory airstrikes. Hezbollah remains the primary initiator and the IDF the responder, but the scale and sophistication of Hezbollah's attacks have escalated, now including loitering glider strikes on armored vehicles. This represents a qualitative increase from the earlier window, where attacks were largely limited to rockets and mortars. The IDF's response has also intensified, with airstrikes expanding from tactical targets to broader infrastructure entire, indicating a lowering of the threshold for escalation. The ceasefire framework appears increasingly hollow, with both sides testing boundaries more aggressively. On the information environment, Hezbollah is pushing a narrative of successful, precise strikes against Israeli military assets, using its military media to claim hits on tanks and aircraft, while framing IDF actions as indiscriminate and targeting civilians. This framing is amplified by Al-Manar and Quds News Network, which highlight civilian casualties and demolitions. The IDF counters with a narrative of enforcing ceasefire violations and targeting only military infrastructure, but its messaging is less dominant in the Arabic language information space. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest in Hezbollah's claims of forcing an Israeli helicopter to withdraw with surface-to-air missiles, a claim unverified by any independent source. The US-mediated talks in Washington are being framed by both sides as productive, but the on-the-ground escalation suggests a disconnect between diplomatic rhetoric and operational reality and the synthesis. The acceleration of the UAE's Hormuz bypass pipeline, announced amid Hezbollah's drone escalation and Smotrich annexation call, signals a regional hedging strategy that treats the current Iran-Israel-Lebanon crisis as a protracted multi-front conflict rather than a temporary flare-up. This move, combined with Iraq's INF outreach and Finland's drone-triggered airport closure, suggests that secondary and tertiary actors are now pricing in a prolonged instability that could disrupt energy flows and global security. A counter-reading might view the pipeline announcement as routine infrastructure development, but its timing during a week of intensified Hezbollah attacks and BRICS discord indicates Abu Dhabi is accelerating its decoupling from Hormuz dependency in anticipation of a potential closure scenario, which aligns with Iran's own threats to restrict the strait to enemies. And to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions, three indicators to watch. First, check flight radar 24 for any unusual military cargo flights between Bandar Abbas and Fujairah in the next 48 hours, as the UAE's pipeline acceleration may trigger Iranian monitoring or preemptive signaling. Second, review Sentinel. One SAR imagery of Tyre and surrounding villages, orbit 168, ascending pass approximately 1530 UTC for damage assessment from IDF strikes on 15 May. Comparing with pre-strike imagery to verify Hezbollah infrastructure hits. Third, monitor the Telegram channel Lebanese OSINT for real-time claims and footage of Hezbollah loitering glider attacks on IDF Merkava tanks, cross-referencing with IDF statements to assess accuracy of Hezbollah's military media. Looking at predictions through a status quo lens, within 48 hours, Hezbollah will launch at least one more explosive drone at northern Israel, continuing the pattern of daily incursions. The US-mediated Israel-Lebanon ceasefire talks in Washington will conclude by Monday with a joint statement reaffirming the ceasefire, but without a concrete timeline for IDF withdrawal. No resumption of direct Iran-Israel-Kinetic exchange will occur before May 22nd, 2026, as both sides remain focused on proxy and diplomatic channels. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 72 hours, an IDF airstrike on a Hezbollah target in Tyre will result in confirmed civilian casualties exceeding 10, prompting Hezbollah to launch a barrage of over 50 rockets at Israeli population centers. With low confidence, by May 18, Iran will conduct a live-fire naval exercise in the Strait of Hormuz, temporarily closing the waterway to non-friendly shipping for at least 12 hours. With low confidence, within 24 hours, a Hezbollah loitering glider attack will successfully strike an IDF Merkava tank, killing at least two soldiers and triggering a large-scale IDF ground incursion into southern Lebanon with low confidence. That concludes this Sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.